I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In today's broadcast, we're still waiting to hear what will happen to Asia Bibi. But as we wait, there's a tangible way to help Pakistan's believers. Later, the Jesus Film Project goes undercover to share Christ. I'll help you find your place in each of today's headlines in just a few moments. But let's get started in Pakistan, where thousands of protesters over the last few days are clamoring for Asia Bibi's execution. Bibi, a Christian wife and mother, has been in prison since 2010 on blasphemy charges. Last week, Pakistan's Supreme Court heard Bibi's final appeal and reached a decision, but they're keeping it under wraps for now. Muslim radicals are not happy, and the riots have taken over several cities. Bibi's case points to the vitriol that Pakistan's believers experience every day. Mission Christ's Jason Wolford says they recently heard from a pastor in Pakistan who spoke of this struggle.
We can talk about it, but we truly don't understand that type of persecution where he's literally being threatened, but through all of that, he's still going on and wanting to get the word of God and get it to people that are Christians there.
Mission Cry collects used Christian books and Bibles and then sends them to believers around the world. The ministry sent this Pakistani pastor a shipment of Bibles and Christian books, both for adults and kids.
The pictures that we have are just so powerful in seeing him laying these Bibles and Christian books out in his house/church in the middle of Pakistan and seeing the kids' face and seeing how happy they are to get the word that they wouldn't be able to afford.
Join us in praying that Pakistan's believers would cling to their faith. Next, India has more unreached people groups than any other nation. World Mission's Greg Kelly recently visited partners and communities in India. He says,
India is probably the most strategic mission field in the world. Within the next 20 years, not only will it be the most populated Hindu country in the world, but it will simultaneously be the most populated Muslim country in the world. And so you have this collision of Hinduism and Islam kind of colliding there. And it's a tremendous opportunity for the body of Christ to engage, share the gospel.
World Mission has engaged using different strategies like water projects, solar-powered audio Bibles, and establishing churches in remote communities. They've seen hundreds coming to Christ, but they've also faced some obstacles.
We've had people physically beaten. We've had people that have been detained for periods of time. But the thing that's amazing is it doesn't deter people. It doesn't discourage Christian leaders from sharing the gospel because they're motivated by something that goes beyond what this world represents. They're motivated by eternity.
And in closed countries, the gospel has to be brought in undercover ways. And in remote areas, it has to be mobile. For the Jesus Film Project, this could have introduced a number of problems, but technology has helped their work evolve. The Jesus Film Project's Carrie Kennedy.
If you can imagine the Jesus Film being shown back in the day with a generator, big sound booth, a truck traveling into a rural area, now is all comprised in a 17-pound backpack. Everything is contained in the backpack, and it's a very simple tool that's basically helping accelerate ministry all around the world.
The Jesus Film Project has connected with partners and Christian leaders in closed and remote areas. And although the backpack initiative is only 4 years old, Kennedy says it's grown rapidly.
At the beginning, it was like 500 would gone out and then 1,000. And I think this past year, we looked at about 3,000 for 2017 plus, and then we're exceeding those numbers.
Because of the backpack, the Jesus Film Project is mobilizing the gospel in 1,600 different heart languages and seeing entire communities come to Christ. If you want to help, Kennedy says the ministry recently received a request for 250 more backpacks that'll be strategically placed all around the world. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.